Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 11, Scene 4, Janmashtami. One day, Lord Krishna, the liberator of the twin Arjuna trees, was playing with Balaram and the other children on the bank of the Yamuna. And because it was already late in the morning, Rohini, the mother of Balaram, went to call them back home. But Balaram and Krishna were so engrossed in playing with their friends that they did not wish to come back. So they just engaged themselves in playing more and more. When Rohini was unable to take them back home, Rohini went home and then sent Mother Yashoda to call them once again. Mother Yashoda was so affectionate toward her son that as soon as she came out to call him back home, Yashoda's breast filled up with milk, and she loudly cried out, "My dear child Krishna, please come back home. Your time for lunch is already past. My dear Krishna, oh my dear lotus-eyed child, please come and suck my breast. You have played enough. You must be very hungry, my dear little child. You must be tired from playing for so long." Then Yashoda addressed Balaram, "My dear glory of your family, please come back with your younger brother Krishna immediately. You have been engaged in playing since morning, and you all must be very tired. Now, please come back and take your lunch at home. Your father, Nandaraj, is waiting for you. He has to eat, so you must come back so that he can eat." As soon as Krishna and Balaram heard that Nanda Maharaj was waiting for them and could not take his food in their absence, Krishna and Balaram started to return. But then their other playmates complained, "Oh, Krishna is leaving us just at the point when our playing is at its summit. Next time, we shall not allow Krishna to leave." Krishna's playmates then threatened not to allow Krishna to play with them again. Krishna became afraid, and instead of going back home, he went back again to play with the cowherd boys. At that time, Mother Yashoda scolded the children and told Krishna, "My dear Krishna, do you think that you are a street boy and you have no home? Please come back to your home now. I see that your body has become very dirty from playing since early morning. Now, come home and take your bath. Besides, today is your birthday ceremony. Therefore, you should come back home and give cows in charity to the brahmanas. Don't you see how your other playmates are decorated with ornaments by their mothers? So you should also be cleansed and decorated with nice dress and ornaments. Please, therefore, come back, take your bath, dress yourself nicely, and then again you may go on playing." In this way, Mother Yashoda called back Lord Krishna and Balaram, who are worshipable by great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. But Yashoda was thinking of them as her children. So, when Mother Yashoda's children, Krishna and Balaram, finally came home, she bathed them very nicely, dressing them with ornaments. Yashoda then called for the brahmanas, and through her children, gave many cows in charity for the occasion of Krishna's birthday. In this way, Yashoda performed the birthday ceremony of Krishna at home. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.